me. She's my pebble. God's my rock, but you're my pebble. I wanted to share something about work as well. The other week, I sent out a message. It was from my boss, Vicky, a little girl that is known to her, 3-year-old called Faith, was feeling sick and very quickly got worse and had to be taken to hospital, and it was meningitis. And it was a really rare form of meningitis. Just 3 children a year suffer from this, so I'm really nervous. So I said to her, look, explained about the prayer text and said, would you like me to send something out? And she said yes, so I did. I asked her a few days later how was the little girl, and she said there was no change, no worse, but no better. So that was fine, and we've been praying and stuff. And then on Monday, both my bosses were in Spain, so I sent a message and just said, you know, what about Faith? Any news? And I was dreading it because I was like, oh, please, you know, she knows we're praying as a church family, please, Lord, you know. I was terrified, and I felt guilty about that because obviously, you know, she just trust. So she texted me back and said, none of us can believe it. She's on the ward and recovering. And I was like, you know, acting all like calm, and I kind of wanted to say, you know, that's our God, but obviously I didn't. And so I text back and said, oh, that's fantastic, I'll let, you know, my church family know. And then she messaged me back and said, it really is amazing, because it was at the point where they were thinking about amputating this little girl's leg, and that the fact she's, you know, in the ward recovering. And she said, I'm crying because I know this. But she said, God is good. I really believe God is good, and you told me that. So that's a bit of news about that. So that was just amazing. And you know, when I know, you know, they're all, even if they don't believe it, that's in their heads now, isn't it? They don't know, and Vicky definitely is believing that God played a part in that. But then about half an hour later, this is just a wee lighthearted thing, but half an hour later she texted me and said, because they're in Spain, and she says, you're not going to believe the company, the name of the guy whose company we're about to start working with, and it was Jesus. So yeah, and then there was one other little thing after that. About half an hour later, my boss rang me, and he said, and I just started talking about a particular project, and he just said, there's something really strange going on. No, he says, there's something really happening here. And I was like, I thought he was talking about work. So I said something about work, and he went, no, not work. He meant God. My boss, Stephanie, he keeps saying to me, where did you come from? And, you know, he'll ask for me to pray for him and pray for the business. And last week I told him to pray himself. So I just feel, someone said that I'm putting the Christ back in the Christmas decorator. So hopefully I am. Yeah. So can I just say one more thing while I'm here? Because I'm feeling a bit okay now. It's about Carl. A couple of weeks ago, Dave said to us, get into prayers and so, you know, get praying. And I was like, oh my goodness, because I don't like praying with people that I don't really know. So I turned around and I said to Carl, do you mind if I come and pray with you? And he very kindly said, yeah, I could. So I did. And I said to him, look, I'm not a new Christian anymore, but I'm not a very confident one, and I do want to pray for you, but I'd like it if I could just pray into myself. And he said, yeah, that's fine. And I asked him, was there anything he needed prayer for? And he said, work. I think he's had a bit of a tough time in terms of looking for a job. And so he had been going for an interview and stuff. And so I just started praying, and it felt really powerful. And I even got a picture, and I thought, you know, is this picture mine? You know, it was a picture from God. And I just said to Carl, you know, I'm going to share it with you. And it was of a door opening. And when that door opened, this other door quickly opened, and another door opened. And I just told him that. So, and yeah, so a week later, I asked him how to get on. And there was a bit of an issue, and he had to sort something else out with the interview. And so then the next week he wasn't here, and I asked James, can you find out? James wasn't able to or something. And the next week, Carl was here, but as it is, you get taken out. And I went out and went downstairs and had a cup of tea, and I don't even know why. I have no idea why I came back up those steps. And as I came up, I seen Carl shooting towards the door, and I was like, Carl, what about the job? And he just had this wee twinkle in his eye. And he said, I got it. So I dived on him. I just thought, prayer's answered, amazing, thank you. So Carl's a working man. Praise God. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we can pray now. I just quickly pray now for Gail in her workplace, because you know, there's been a lot of stories, a lot of amazing things that's been happening in Gail's workplace. And Gail's been really bold, and you know, she shares her faith with her work colleagues. And I just want us now to really uphold her, because God is pursuing those work colleagues, you know, and God's using Gail to do that. So I just want to uphold Gail right now in the name of Jesus in this workplace. I just want to pray, Lord, that you have your way in that workplace, Lord. That I just pray for a real revelation of all those work colleagues of you, Lord. I thank you for Gail, Lord, that she has made herself wholly available to you to do your work, and thank you for her boldness. Lord, I just pray that there will be amazing testimonies that Gail will give of these work colleagues just giving their lives to you. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Ask that your Holy Spirit will just touch them and bless them right now. Can continue to pursue them and just extend the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we ask, and we thank you and praise you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.